Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Bill Belichick has been offered, according to many reports, the head coaching job at the University of North Carolina. A lot of people believe Denton, he may take this gig. So I think there are a lot of interesting things here. We've been hearing this for a couple of days, right? And the news came out over the weekend that there was some interest in Belichick. And they had had perhaps a 3-4-5 hour meeting, the chancellor of UNC and Belichick, about the job vacated, by the way, by the retirement of Mac Brown at whatever age he is. Is Mac Brown older than Bill Belichick or not?
Mac Brown is 1 year older
than Belichick. So I think there are a couple of interesting things here. Number one is he considering a college job because he knows that there isn't going to be an NFL job available? I still find that amazing. Remember, you know, the Atlanta job seemed to be his if he had wanted it, and if Arthur Blank had conceded to some of the control that Belichick wanted, but he didn't, and that thing fell apart, and then that was it. I mean, still kind of shocking in the moment in January earlier this year, you know, where Bill Belichick was on the outside looking in, didn't get a job. I still think it's kind of amazing that Vrabel didn't get a job during the offseason. But anyway, we've had, you know, some success here as a former head coach with Dan Quinn. That's the first thing that I thought of is, man, if he's considering UNC, it must be that there's no opportunity in the NFL that he believes will be there for, you know, maybe it will be there, but not in the way that he wants it. Or maybe it's people have just moved on from Belichick. Maybe it's like he wants too much control. He's kind of a pain in the ass. He's older. Look at what he did without Brady, et cetera, et cetera. Personally, I think Belichick would be phenomenal in New York, phenomenal in Dallas. A lot of the, you know, offerings that would be close to home in terms of our division, I mean, I still think Bill Belichick's the greatest coach ever. But is an NFL job actually there? That's number one. Number two is this. Why would you take the North Carolina job? Maybe it's because he's got, you know, this idea of leaving it to his son, Steve. There's been a lot of discussion about Steve Belichick being the successor, the coach in waiting, and this would be the perfect setup. By the way, Chapel Hill is lovely. North Carolina is not a bad state to live in. But in terms of the job itself, North Carolina is a basketball school. We all know that living here. We know what Carolina is. It's a basketball school. You know, they've had a few moments here and there in football, just like NC State, Wake, and Duke, you know, to a lesser extent. North Carolina is a basketball state. It's a college basketball state. That's what the majority care about. It's unique. You know, most every state in this country, it's football one, football two, and then whatever's three. You know, pro football, college football, or college football, pro football, and then count five steps to get to number three. North Carolina is different. People love college basketball. Chapel Hill, the University of North Carolina, is it in the state of North Carolina. Trust me, so much more than Duke. Duke's more of a national brand. It's a small school with a lot of Northeastern and Mid-Atlantic kids going to it. And very, very smart kids going to it. Very smart kids go to the University of North Carolina as well, but the University of North Carolina has a lot of in-state kids that go to Chapel Hill. Basketball, one. Football, two. Distant, two. It's old ACC. You know, old ACC is Duke, Wake, State, Carolina, Maryland, UVA. These were, and still are, basketball-first schools. Every one of those places has had a moment or two in football. I mean, I love Maryland football, and Maryland football has been a big part of my rooting DNA for a lifetime. And I can tell you everything you need to know about every era when they were good. Jerry Claiborne, Bobby Ross, Ralph Friedgen. You know, three seasons in a row from Lox here recently. They were back being competitive, just different because of the Big Ten and the Big Ten East and what was really possible, you know, based on their talent level. You know, NC State's had some moments. Carolina's had some moments. You know, Wake actually has had a moment or two in football. UVA's had some moments in football. But these have always been schools in which the majority, the large majority of alum and students care about basketball first. This is a job that's beneath Belichick, isn't it? Like, if he were going to coach in college, why not coach in the Big Ten or the SEC? Why do you want to coach at a basketball first school in the ACC?
I mean, great weather. Maybe his 24-year-old girlfriend wants a master's degree from UNC. Maybe a PhD.
She's only 24 for real.
Yeah, there's a 48-year age gap between them.
Hey, man, for those people that say, how is he going to recruit? Well, just point to that 24-year-old.
Yeah, he's in with the youth.
He landed that.
I don't think he'll have problems there. I mean, I do look at UNC. UNC has always been kind of this sleeping giant in the ACC. Because they're such a great basketball school, you can easily parlay that into football success and just make you a powerhouse of all things athletics if you had the right guy to lead it. I was stunned that Mack Brown could never really do it. He had the quarterbacks.
Yeah, Denton, you can have moments, but you're not going to be Clemson. Clemson's always been football first, football spring football second. I mean, probably baseball third at Clemson.
But Clemson has only been the Clemson that we know now for about a decade.
Remember, no, they had moments. They won a national championship in 1981. They were powerful at times. Always, you know, highly ranked, or, you know, they had some years there. You're right. They had some years there. I mean, Maryland Friedgen owned them for a few years, even when he was an underdog. But Clemson won a national championship in 81. North Carolina's never sniffed a national championship in football.
Yeah, but now it's so much easier to do it.
It's much easier
to do that
now. It's easier because it's easier to make the playoff.
It's easier to get into the position to where you can do that now. Whereas, you know, when Clemson won in 81, you had like six national champions based on publications and stuff like that. So I think that I've always been a proponent of there's a pendulum swing in college football, and all it takes is getting the right guy. Like Florida State's a great example of this. They were just about like almost irrelevant, and then Bobby Bowden comes in there, and he swings that pendulum to make us now in 2024, even though they had a rough season this year, view them as a football school. I don't know that Bill's going to be around for 10 to 15 years, and truthfully, I have no idea what his son is like as a coach, but if you get that right guy, you can very easily swing yourself to be both a basketball and a football school. Alabama's doing it.
Yeah, the SEC has so much money right now, and it's poured into basketball a little bit here in recent years with the large collectives, and they're just raking in talent. I mean, the SEC is now the best in both sports, pretty much. I'm looking through just the list of, and I know, I hear you, it's 12 teams, and the opportunity now is much greater than it was previously. But as you go through the list of national champions in college football, not one basketball first school I can find going back to the 60s. Not one. Michigan, Georgia, Bama, LSU, Clemson, Bama, Ohio State, Florida State, Auburn, LSU, Florida. You know, Florida, remember, during that stretch, they were also contending for and won a national championship in basketball. You know, Florida's done it. Ohio State's had very good basketball. Oklahoma has had really good both. But you would never get anybody to admit that basketball even sniffs the importance of football. They would trade a national championship in football for, you know, a first-round exit in the NCAA tournament in basketball. I mean, it's amazing going through this list. There's not one basketball first school here. I mean, I can't even find something that I would consider close, and I'm into the 60s now.
But as long as you're getting
different.
To the playoff, you're getting a significant
it's
chunk
different.
Of money. Especially with 12 teams now.
It still doesn't change this. Your point's a good one. The opportunity is different now. But it doesn't change the fact that North Carolina is nowhere near an elite football job. So if he's going to go college, why not coach in the SEC, where you'll have the largest salary cap number? As you know, Andrew Brandt, who was on with us yesterday, and I'd urge you to go listen to that if you haven't heard that. You can download the Odyssey app and listen to it. We were talking about essentially what college sports will look like moving forward with, you know, this case that will settle. It will create essentially a 22% of program revenue salary cap. You know, up to $22 million to spend on players, 75% of it going to football. I mean, just, so I would think that there would have been better opportunities. Look, Chapel Hill is really nice. The school is pleasant. There's a lot about that Research Triangle area that is incredible from a lifestyle standpoint, quality of life standpoint. And maybe that's what he's looking for at his age. And by the way, this opportunity, this path to leaving it for his son to coach. And, you know, a place like North Carolina would be willing to do that, whereas, you know, Florida wouldn't. I'm trying to think of the SEC openings, and actually Florida's probably
not going to be open. I don't know how many SECs. I mean, Arkansas might end up being open, and then you're competing with John Calipari. Those press conferences would be fun. But how much do you think the funding expands with Belichick? Because I sent you the estimated funding for 2025 on NIL. This is from NILNCAA.com. And right now UNC is 28th. And you look at a lot of these schools, like Clemson is the first ACC school of $15 million estimate funding coming in 2015. I would imagine that number grows substantially for UNC if you have Bill Belichick attached to your program. Because with all due respect to Mack Brown, you know, he's one of the great college football coaches of a generation. His name doesn't carry nearly as much weight as Bill Belichick does.
What you sent me, Denton sent me the NIL numbers, the collective numbers. So the amount that each school has had to spend on players, essentially. By the way, out of the Power Four leagues, Maryland's 52 out of 53. Only Rutgers raises less.
No, they're 52 out of the country. There's two group of five teams ahead of them with San Diego State and UConn. Although UConn is so heavy basketball, that number makes sense. San Diego State being ahead of Maryland was stunning.
So in the ACC, projected for this year, Clemson, Virginia, Florida State, Louisville, North Carolina. So Carolina was fifth on that list, just barely ahead of Georgia Tech. Clemson football school, Virginia not so much, but Virginia's just got a lot of wealthy donors. Florida State football, Louisville, God, Louisville, actually, you know, you mentioned Arkansas. Arkansas is one of those real interesting places. And I'll just tell you, I actually spent a lot of time in a previous professional life in Bentonville, Arkansas, home of Walmart. Walmart was a client of mine, and I used to go, I would go to Bentonville 3-4 times a year for about 3 years. It's fine. Spent some time in Little Rock too. That's one of those interesting schools in which both are really important to the fan base. Basketball's a big deal.
Yeah,
Bud Walton Arena is phenomenal. They won a national championship with Nolan Richardson. Before that, you go back to the 70s, they were in a Final Four with the famous triplets. Sidney Moncrief, Marvin Delph, and Ron Brewer, I think, was the third. Help me with that one, G.
You ever seen them call the Hogs during basketball games? It's, well, even on television. I've never been there for a basketball game, but on television, it's the most it's so college, but it's like the most absurd thing ever. That's why they got Cal. You got that Walmart money. You got the Tyson money.
Yeah, you the Tyson Foods and Walmart money right there, and that's, you know, and no pro team. You know, it's everything. Arkansas football and Arkansas basketball. By the way, one of the best crowds of the year. I know we're moving on. We're moving in a different direction here. Belichick to North Carolina. I don't know. Whatever. It has to mean that there's not an NFL job for him, I think. Or maybe it's just a lifestyle, quality of life thing he's going for. The one of the best crowds of the year, Denton, in college football was that crowd at Arkansas for Texas. That place before that game and as that game kicked off, that was a real, I mean, a true bloodthirsty rivalry, you know, renewed because they hadn't played in a while game. And it was a great football game, too. Sam Pittman, he's not going to make it, you don't think?
I don't think so. I think eventually they're going to have to move on.
He's not done a bad job.
No, but I think he's hit the ceiling.
Yeah.
And today, like, you saw Vanderbilt make a big jump this year. If you're Arkansas, you're looking like, all right, we need to be that next school making a big jump. I mean, Vanderbilt doesn't even – their stadium's under construction, and they're still winning games. How do we get to that point?
All right. We'll talk some Skins, talk some Commanders with Mitch Tischler next.